From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me Ahmad Faisal in English program. Hopefully you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo, in his speech at the Capital's Markets 44th anniversary commemoration virtually on Tuesday, predicted that Indonesia's economic situation in the third quarter 2021 will be more challenging due to the spread of the COVID-19 Delta variant and the community mobility restriction. The president believes Indonesia's capital market will still have a chance to grow even better as the daily transactions in the IDX during the large-scale social restriction, or PSBB, had instead increased 7.5 trillion to 8 trillion rupiah. He also lauded the significant growth of capital market investors, who he said came from domestic and millennial-age investors. He added, trust must be improved and the capital market must be prioritized. Digitalization must be accelerated, service quality productivity must be improved, law enforcers must stay firm and transparent, and Indonesia should collectively fix the national economy ecosystem. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin has urged Indonesian citizens to stop relying on imported products and start building self-sufficiency and economic independence by supporting local products. Amin said in his opening remarks, which were delivered virtually on the Islamic New Year Festival in West Sumatra Province on Tuesday, the recent developments of the Islamic financial and economic sector in West Sumatra Province, saying it was evidence that West Sumatra was on its way to improving its economy. Evoking the Islamic concept of hijrah, Vice President Amin said, each Muslim must give due importance to striving to improve living standards. He said he hoped the spirit of hijrah will inspire Indonesian Muslims to transform the nation into a better place to live in and free the country of poverty, ignorance, and backwardness. Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Muhajir Effendi, has said he expects the National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, to improve Indonesia's research competence. The minister, at the commemoration of the 26th National Technology Day in Jakarta on Tuesday, in commemorating the 26th National Technology Awakening Day with the theme Research Integration for Innovative Indonesia, said the ministry hopes BRIN can continue to increase support and competence for research carried out by the nation's generation, so that it continues to produce proud innovations and inventions. According to the minister, by strengthening innovation and invention, the common goal of making Indonesia a more advanced country by 2045 will be achieved. Now we move to the international news. 18 Algerian soldiers have died while trying to put out wildfires in the country's mountains, media reported on Tuesday. On Monday, the Algerian Civil Defense said its firefighters were dealing with 31 fires, including 10 in the Tizi Ouzou province, known for its mountain villages and vast forests. On Tuesday, 7 civilians were reported to have died there. According to Algerian broadcaster En-Nahar, citing the defense ministry, the soldiers died while working in the mountains of Tizi Ouzou and Bejala. Algeria is one of several countries in the Mediterranean region, along with Greece and Turkey, currently dealing with intense wildfires. NASA successfully launched a Cygnus NG-16 cargo craft, which now headed toward the International Space Station. The cargo capsule was launched from Wallops Flight Facility in Virginia shortly after 6 p.m. local time on Tuesday. Both the Cygnus cargo spacecraft and the Antares rocket are developed by aerospace company Northrop Grumman as part of NASA's Commercial Resupply Services program. It will then take approximately 2 days to make contact with the ISS, at which point the capsule will be docked and unloaded onto the vessel using a robotic arm for assistance. The capsule is loaded with roughly 8,200 pounds of cargo for the ISS crew, including supplies, research equipment, and hardware, the heaviest load taken by Cygnus so far. Two Russian aircraft have arrived in Greece to help the Mediterranean nation extinguish wildfires, a Sputnik correspondent reported on Tuesday. The planes landed at Athens International Airport Eleftherios Venizelos and were met by representatives of the Russian embassy in the Greek capital, as well as the National Firefighting Service and the General Secretariat for Civil Protection. Two Mi-8 helicopters will be later delivered to the country on board and an 124 aircraft. Athens sent a request to Moscow on Monday asking for two planes and two Mi-8 helicopters to respond to raging wildfires in the country. Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis said on Saturday the situation with wildfires was improving and pledged to make the restoration of the burned territories his top priority. We end the news with Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu on Tuesday, who praised the joint military drill between Russia, Uzbekistan, and Tajikistan near the Afghan border, saying that similar exercises will be held in the future. The joint drills of the Russian, Uzbek, and Tajik armed forces took place from August 5th to the 10th at the Karp Maidan training ground in Tajikistan. Violent clashes and terrorist attacks continue to ravage Afghanistan despite ongoing peace talks between the government and the Taliban, a terrorist group outlawed in Russia, in the Qatari capital of Doha. The continuing fighting affected the Afghan-Tajik border, with dozens of Afghan border troops being pushed out by the militants into the neighboring country. Well, listener, that was the news.
shows of strength and military cooperation are taking place in Asia. Three major countries, the United States, China, and Russia, are holding massive military exercises there. If Russia holds joint military drills with China, the United States cooperates with South Korea, its ally on the Korean Peninsula. As reported by the French news agency AFP, South Korea and the United States began holding preliminary joint military exercises Tuesday, August 10, before entering the full-scale exercise from August 16 to 26. The joint actions of the two countries was immediately responded by North Korea. Kim Yo-jong, the younger brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, considers the joint military exercises a form of betrayal by South Korea. The accusations was made on the basis that communication between Seoul and Pyongyang that had been cut off was just reopened last month in the hope that relation would improve. At almost the same time, two close neighbors of two Koreas, namely China and Russia, are also holding military exercises. The location is indeed not in the eastern part, which is close to the Korean Peninsula. The joint Russian and Chinese exercises, which are being carried out on a large scale, take place in the northwestern region of China and involve at least 10,000 troops. Seeing the selection of locations that are far from the Korean Peninsula when the United States and South Korea also hold military exercises, it can then be assumed that there are different objectives. Although both have interests and influence on the two Koreas, it seems that the joint Russians and Chinese exercise this time are meant as shows of strength against Europe and America. The Cold War, which gave rise to the terms West Bloc and East Bloc, politically ended with the dissolution of the Soviet Union. However, the struggle for influence between the big countries is still and will continue. What is interesting now is the joining of Russia and China through large-scale military exercises. Even though it is just a joint military exercise, this could make the United States carry out new foreign strategies and policies in anticipation of China and Russia's movements. As is known, the relationship between China and the United States still has problems. Likewise, between Washington and Moscow. Efforts to find a balance of power and influence between the big countries have made the development of international politics more dynamic.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on August 11, 1952, when Hussein was enthroned as King of Jordan. Hussein bin Talal was King of Jordan from 1952 to 1999. He is one of the heads of state with the longest reign in the executive power in the world. Hussein bin Talal succeeded King Talal, who was also his father, on August 11, 1952. King Hussein died in 1999 and was succeeded by his son, Abdullah. Moving on to an event on August 11, 2003, when Hambali was arrested in Thailand. Hambali, who is suspected of being implicated in terrorism in Southeast Asia, was arrested in Thailand on August 11, 2003, and detained in Jordan. He was transferred to the United States prison at Guantanamo Bay Detention Camp, Cuba. Hambali is also strongly suspected of having an important role in the bloody 2002 Bali bombings and destroyed Sari Club and Paddy's Bar on October 12, 2002, which killed 202 people, including 88 Australian citizens. We end today in history with an event on August 11, 2012 about earthquake in East Azerbaijan province, Iran. East Azerbaijan earthquake, which is also known as Ahar earthquake with a magnitude of 6.4, occurred on August 11, 2012 near the cities of Ahar and Farzakan in East Azerbaijan province, Iran. At least 306 people were killed and more than 3,000 injured, mainly in rural and mountainous areas northeast of Tabriz. The shaking was felt as far away as Armenia and Azerbaijan, although no major damage was reported. Well, listener, that was Today in History.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Bila sudah tak mungkin hasrat cinta menyatu, walau rasa itu masih ada, bahkan telah jadi bagian dalam hidupku. Jangan coba tanyakan ketulusan cinta ini, hanya engkaulah satu harapan dan juga satu tujuan dalam hidupku. Kasih, biarlah cintaku melayang jauh. Rasa cinta yang ada, rasa cinta jangan coba tanyakan ketulusan cinta ini, hanya engkaulah satu harapan datang dan mengguncang hatiku. Percayalah kasih tiada akan terhapus cinta. Cinta
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Chevron Pacific Indonesia on Sunday officially ended the almost one century of oil gas block management in Rokan, Riau Province. Now, a state-owned PT Pertamina Hulu Rokan officially takes over the oldest oil and gas mine in Riau for the next 20 years. The takeover was in line with the government's mandate through the Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry in 2018. President Director of Chevron Pacific Indonesia, Albert Simanjuntak, thanked for the trust given by Indonesian government for Chevron in managing the Rokan block for 97 years and in making the block as the greatest oil producer in Indonesia. Meanwhile, Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Arifin Tasrif welcomed the Rokan takeover. He hoped PT Pertamina Hulu Rokan could increase the oil and gas production in Rokan through a massive drilling investment. Quoting the press release of the Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry on August 8, Arifin Tasrif hoped PT Pertamina Hulu Rokan would submit a proposal for an aggressive production increase activity for the remaining 2021 and the next years. He explained this must be Pertamina's commitment, considering the Rokan block is one of the biggest working areas in Indonesia, with a strategic value in fulfilling the 1 million barrel per day oil production target and 12 billion cubic feet gas production target by 2030. Answering the minister request, President Director of PT Pertamina Nike Widiawati, as the parent company of PT Pertamina Hulu Rokan, said the trust given by the government to manage the Rokan block will be carried out as best as they can for the people and the country. Nika further remarked, the Rokan Working Area Management takeover by Pertamina as a state-owned company will give a bigger benefit for the country, both from the management and revenue. She said this will strengthen Pertamina, especially Pertamina Hulu Rokan, as the driver for national development and economy. Until the end of 2021, Pertamina Hulu Rokan plans to drill 161 new wells, including the available wells from the previous operator's commitment. For 2022, Pertamina Hulu Rokan plans to drill around 500 new wells. This commitment is the biggest investment commitment and the number of wells among other oil and gas working areas in Indonesia.
Cukup kencang, oh hatiku berhenti denyut nadiku, ku terpaku tak bicara saat kau sentuh bibir ini. Thank you.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
The Sewo Mountains are the largest tropical karst area in Southeast Asia. This area is administratively included in the territory of three provinces, namely Gunung Kidul Regency, Yogyakarta Special Region Province, Pacitan Regency, East Java Province, and Wonogiri Regency, Central Java Province. The Sewu Mountain range was formed due to the lifting of the bottom of the sea thousands of years ago, where the presence of limestone is characteristic of these mountains. These mountains have a very unique karst landscape, which is characterized by the presence of phenomena of the surface or exocarst and below the surface or endocarst. Because of the uniqueness of its ecosystem, in 1993, the International Union of Speleology proposed that the Sewu Mountain Karst Area is included as one of the world's natural heritage. Finally, in September 2015, UNESCO designated the Sewu Mountains area as one of the world's geopark areas. The inauguration of the Sewu Mountains as Gunung Sewu UNESCO Global Geopark at the symposium in Toton City, Japan on September 19th 2015 brought positive changes to the world of tourism and research in Indonesia, especially in the Sewu Mountains area. Gunung Sewu Park has the Nglangeran Ancient Volcano, which is located in Nglangeran Village, Patuk District, Gunung Kidul Regency, which is located in Baturagung Mountain Range. This mountain is an ancient volcano that was formed about 0.6 until 70 million years ago. To climb the top of the Ngelanggelan Asian volcano takes about 2 hours. If departing in the afternoon, tourists can enjoy the sunset from its peak. There are two forests in Gunung Sewu Geopark, namely Wanagama Forest, located in Banaran Village, Playan District, and Derivative Tourism Forest, located in Girisuko Village, Panggang District. Both are included in the Gunung Kidul Regency, Yogyakarta Special Region Province. In the Gunung Sewu Geopark, there are also several valleys, such as the Sadeng Dry Valley or Bengawan Solo Purba, located in Pucung Village, Girisubo District, Gunung Kidul Regency. Its hilly and winding terrain makes this area be often visited by tourists who like downhill cycling. Then, there is also the Mulo Kars Valley, which is located in Mulo Village, Wonosari District, Gunung Kidul Regency. In addition, there are several waterfalls that can be found in this valley, such as Sri Getuk Waterfall, located in Bleberan Village, Playan District, Gunung Kidul Regency, and a waterfall located on the bank of the Oyo River. To enjoy the beauty of this waterfall, you have to go down the river by raft. In the dry season, the water looks clear blue. The water that falls from the 25-meter high cliff comes from three springs, namely Ngandong, Dongpoh, and Ngumbul Springs. In the Gunung Sewu Geopark area, there are also several caves such as Jomblang Cave, Pindul Cave, Kali Suci Cave, and Cokro Cave. Tourist activities such as caving and tubing can be done here. In this cave, we will find a very enchanting view of the stalagmites and stalactites. You must enter the cave with the help of a tour guide to ensure safety. Another uniqueness of the Sewu Mountain is that it is not far from the beach. There are several famous beaches in this area, such as Baron Beach, which is known as one of the most challenging fishing spots in Indonesia. Meanwhile, Widi Ombo Beach is popular as a surfing spot because of its powerful wave. For those of you who want to have an adventure, of course, this Mount Sewu tourism destination is the right place for anyone to visit. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Jalan di muka rumahku penuh kaya tersita pandanganku hingga
hingga ku terpesona. Siapakah dirimu? Hatiku ingin tahu segera. Dimanakah rumahmu? Siapakah namamu? Sebutkanlah, ku ingin berkenalan. Terimalah salamku. Gayamu dan wajahmu terbawa dalam mimpi diriku di mabuk asmara. Hati yang bertemu pada pandangan pertama. Oh Tuhan tolonglah, aku cinta, aku cinta dia. Di saat kau berjalan di muka rumahku, penuh gaya tersipu pandanganku.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is still about transportasi, which means transportation. So stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Dengan Aplikasi, which means with application. Kevin takes online taxi and it has arrived. Kevin tells the driver that he will pay with application, not cash. Let's listen to the conversation.
Kiri di depan, Pak.
Baik.
Saya membayar dengan aplikasi, kan?
Iya, benar. Terima kasih, Pak.
Apa After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Kiri, kiri, which means left. Di depan, which means in the front. Membayar, membayar, which means pay. Dengan, dengan, which means with. Aplikasi, aplikasi, which means application. Benar, benar, which means right. Kiri di depan, Pak. Kiri di depan, Pak, which means front left, please, sir. Saya membayar dengan aplikasi, kan? Saya membayar dengan aplikasi, kan? Which means I pay it with application, right? Ya, benar. Ya, benar, which means yes, that's right. In the dialogue, you hear Kevin say, "Saya membayar dengan aplikasi kan?" Saya membayar dengan aplikasi kan? Which means I pay it with application, right? In the expressions, there is the word dengan, dengan, which means with. It is used to explain a way, tool, accompaniment, and many more. In the dialogue context between Kevin and the taxi driver, the word dengan means using with a tool. The phrase dengan aplikasi, which means with application, in the sentence, is functioned as a description. For example, saya membayar dengan aplikasi. Saya membayar dengan aplikasi, which means I pay with application. Let's listen to the other examples. Saya membayar dengan uang tunai. Saya membayar dengan uang tunai, which means I pay it cash. Baik, Pak, which means alright, sir. Saya mencari jalan dengan Google Map. Saya mencari jalan dengan Google Maps, which means I'm finding roads with Google Map. Oh, begitu, which means oh, I see. In the dialogue, you hear Kevin say, kiri di depan, which means front left. Literally, the word kiri means left. However, in the dialogue context, kiri di depan means stops in the front. The word kiri is associated with stop because in Indonesia, vehicles stop on the left. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kiri di depan, Pak.
Baik.
Saya membayar dengan aplikasi, kan?
Iya, benar. Terima kasih, Pak.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Sudah tak mungkin hasrat cinta menyatu, walau rasa itu masih ada, bahkan telah jadi bagian dalam hidupku. Cinta ini hanya engkaulah satu harapan dan juga satu tujuan dalam hidupku. Kasih.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, today I would like to present a song entitled Ondel Ondel. Ondel Ondel is a pair of large dolls whose height can reach 2.5 meters. Ondel Ondel is often used to enliven folk parties of Betawi or native Jakarta. Either it is paraded or it is as decoration. The art of Ondel Ondel is also recorded in the song Ondel Ondel. The song was composed by Joko Subagio in 1970, and it was popularized by the late Benjamin Sueb. The lyrics call on people to watch a cheerful procession of ondel-ondel. But in the middle of the procession, there is an ignorant man who puts a cigarette on the ondel-ondel's head, so that the ondel-ondel's hair is burned. The people who parade ondel-ondel get confused and take sewer water to extinguish the fire. Well, listener, here is the song Ondel Ondel by Benjamin Sueb. Happy listening.
Nyok, kita nonton ondel ondel. Nyok, nyok, kita ngarak ondel ondel. Nyok, ondel ondel ada anaknya, boy. Anaknya ngigel terbiteran, boy. Bapak ondel ondel ngiping ser, ngarah ke pengantin disunatin ser, goyangnya asik ndut ndutan ndut, inyang ngiping igel igelan go, blak blak du blak blak blak, gendang nyaring di tempat yang ngiringnya nanda pada surat surat. Ngejailin kepala anak ondel-ondel, taruhin puntungan rambut kebakaran, anak ondel-ondel jejing krakan krak, kepalanya nyale pokobaran bul, nyang ngarap pada kebingungan lu, disiramin air comberan. Pada surat-surat, tangan iseng ngejailin kepala anak ondel-ondel, taruhin puntungan rambut kebakaran, anak ondel-ondel jejing krakan krak, kepalanya nyale bekobaran bul, yang ngarah kepada kebingungan ngung, disiramin air comberan.
Voice of Indonesia.
Pagi-pagi cuman ngupi ame ruti cari rezeki. Thank you.
lamar sana lamar sini, minta kerjaan. Semua komplit surat RT surat kodim, kelakuan baik dibawa juga. Pas foto 6 belum milik, dijawabnya selalu tidak ada lowongan. Bagaimana bapak, bagaimana ibu, bagaimana dong mestinya? Apa mesti mandi air kembang? Padahalnya apa sih bang kekurangannya di diri saya?
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.